Welcome to Prepping Positively, the podcast series that will empower you with the knowledge and the skills you need to lead a more self-reliant and fulfilling life. In a world filled with uncertainty and rapid change, the art of self-reliance has never been more important. This series of episodes will delve deep into the various aspects of self-reliance, exploring everything from homesteading and sustainable living to emergency preparedness, personal finance, and so much more. Each episode will feature practical tips to help you become more self-sufficient in a modern world. Whether you're a seasoned homesteader, a beginner prepper, or simply curious about embracing self-reliance, Prepping Positively is your go-to resource for guidance and inspiration. So if you're ready to take control of your own destiny and gain the skills to thrive in any situation, join me on this exciting journey towards self-reliance. Your adventure begins here. Are you self-reliant when it comes to emergency preparedness? In today's episode, we'll explore the key elements that define self-reliance during challenging times. Hello, my fantastic listeners, and welcome back to Prepping Positively. I'm Annie, your host, and today we're delving deep into the topic of emergency preparedness. Specifically, we'll be discussing what it means to be self-reliant during a crisis and why it's a crucial aspect of prepping. So let's jump right in. To be self-reliant during emergencies means that you have the skills, resources, and mindset to take care of yourself and your loved ones when traditional systems and support networks may not be available. Self-reliance involves sustainable supplies, having a well-stocked supply of food, water, and essential supplies that can sustain you or your family for an extended period. Survival skills. Developing basic survival skills like first aid, navigation, and fire making, which can be crucial during disasters. And energy dependence. Generating your own power through renewable sources such as solar or wind to maintain essential systems like lighting and communication. One of the most critical aspects of self-reliance during an emergency is ensuring you have a safe shelter and the means to protect yourself. Here's what you need to consider. Home safety. Reinforce your home with measures like storm shutters, secure locks, and a safe room if you live in an area prone to natural disasters. Firearms and self-defense. Learn how to use firearms responsibly for personal and home defense if it's legal and aligns with your values. Communication. Invest in reliable communication devices such as two-way radios, satellite phones, or ham radios to stay connected when all other means fail. Access to food and clean water is essential for self-reliance. Here's how to ensure you have a sustainable supply. Stockpile non-perishable foods, canned goods, and MREs, or meals ready to eat, that have a long shelf life. Store ample water in containers that are designed for long-term storage. Consider rainwater harvesting and purification systems. Learn to grow your own food in case of the emergency situation extends for a more extended period. Gardening can provide fresh produce. Health is paramount, especially during emergencies. Here's what you can do to ensure self-reliance in healthcare. Acquire first aid skills and knowledge. Consider taking courses to become proficient in dealing with injuries and illnesses. Stock up on essential medical supplies, including prescriptions, medications, bandages, and over-the-counter drugs. Explore alternative healthcare options and herbal remedies that can be used when traditional medical resources are unavailable. Being self-reliant during emergencies also requires the right mindset. It's about building resilience and staying positive. Here's how you can achieve this. Prepare yourself mentally by visualizing potential emergency scenarios and developing coping strategies for them. Learn stress management techniques to stay calm under pressure and make clear decisions. And connect with like-minded preppers and form a support network in your journey. Being self-reliant is an ongoing journey. Here are some tips to keep improving your emergency preparedness. Conduct regular emergency drills to test your plans and identify areas for improvement. You should also have a central place to meet if everybody gets separated. Regularly check and rotate your supplies to ensure that they remain fresh and functional. and keep up to date with the latest developments in emergency preparedness and make adjustments as they're necessary. Thank you for joining me on today's Prepping Positively. Remember that self-reliance during emergencies is about taking control of your life and ensuring the safety and well-being of your loved ones. Feel free to reach out with your questions or share your self-reliance experiences with me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe for future episodes. And as always, stay positive, stay prepared, and be self-reliant in the face of any challenge.